Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Adam Cohen. Just wanted to give a sense of what people should look for in 2018 as it relates to CAR T-cell therapy for multiple myeloma. So this is a very exciting new modality for treatment of multiple myeloma. There are a number of different targets that are being explored for CAR T-cells in myeloma. The one that's moving the furthest are CAR T-cells targeting BCMA, which is a cell surface protein expressed highly on both malignant and normal plasma cells. And there have been at least four studies previously reported prior to this ASH showing early clinical activity for BCMA-directed CAR cells in multiple myeloma, and we'll get an updated ASH on several of these studies. I think in 2018, what we're going to see is even more studies as three additional companies at least are getting into the CAR T-cell game for multiple myeloma, which should vastly expand the potential clinical trial slots for this, as this has been one of the issues in 2017, are having enough slots for our patients. In addition, we'll hopefully have longer-term follow-up data from some of the ongoing trials to get a sense of the durability of these responses. We're seeing high response rates, but the question is how durable are these going to be? Is there actually a potential for cure in some of these patients? And finally, I think the other thing to look for in 2018 are studies that may move these CAR T cells up earlier rather than waiting till patients are very heavily refractory and have exhausted all options. There are some trials designed to use this earlier in the course of myeloma treatment when patients' T cells may be healthier and you may be able to get even greater expansion and more durable responses. So those are the things to keep an eye out for in 2018. Thank you for viewing this activity.